Hey, man.
Hey.
Do you like paying for streaming services?
Nope.
Oh, that's right, because you didn't.
I didn't. It's a free trial. And what we're going to talk about free trials is Doom Patrol. So yeah, Doom Patrol. Okay.
DC Universe.
DC Universe streaming. You broke down.
Yeah. I knew it was going to happen. It was inevitable. Wait till Disney comes out. That's going to be another one.
Yeah, because you know what they canceled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Punisher and Jessica Jones.
Yeah, they canceled them both. But that's you know, here nor there, because we're talking about Doom Patrol. A new series exclusively to the DC Universe online streaming thingy.
Yep.
Which I just did it on my phone and Chromecasted, but because I couldn't find it on Xbox or PlayStation to download it, but you have it on Roku.
It's on Roku, yes, the app's there.
So most likely it's on any smart TV, which mine is not smart. Mine's a little too older.
Stupid TV.
Stupid TV. So yeah, I guess we're going to go ahead and, not really spoilers-y, because we're only going to talk about episode one. We'll try not to spoil it. If you haven't watched it, you might as well just go ahead and watch it. It's only they're 45 minute episodes.
Yeah, there's a 1 week free trial.
Go ahead and watch it. See what you think. See if you agree with us on our kind of assessment on it. So let's go, because I know I usually babble on. let's do you first. What did you think about it?
It was actually closer to the comic book than I thought it was going to be. They did a pretty good job staying true to the characters for the most part. The original Doom Patrol didn't have Crazy Jane. She came in later, but I'm okay with that because they needed another character to kind of round it out. Mm-hmm. So overall, the first episode, I'm intrigued enough to watch the next one.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with that assessment. I am pretty intrigued. I liked it. Here's the thing. I think it's because I stopped reading comics like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, a long time ago.
Aged yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I stopped reading comics. So I like the movies. I think this is like a streaming version of Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't really know who these people are, and I'll try to be invested in it. I think the one thing that Netflix and Hulu do well, or at least the Netflix does, is they give you everything at once.
Yeah.
This is going to be a weekly thing. I understand why. Sometimes it's better because
they don't want you to watch it all in your 1 week trial.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That and of course, you know, I think also is a good way to, if something's not working, they can rewrite it or reshoot it halfway through. That's kind of my guessing. But so episode one, we get introduced to Robot Man.
It's heavy on Robot Man.
It's heavy on Robot Man, and talking about heavy.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But I tell you something. So Brendan Fraser, he from School Ties and the Mummy series
and Encino Man.
And bring in Encino Man. Donde esta mi biblioteca? I'm pretty sure that's what he says. He put on some weight.
A pound or two.
100.
The post mummy residuals must have done it well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the buffet was.
We can't really give them too much. I mean, we're not skinny people ourselves, but we're also not in lead roles of major.
No, that's not our fault. That's Hollywood's fault because we're here. We're available.
Exactly. Hollywood, come and grab us. But yeah, so it's please. Get us out of this room that's so echoey. So yeah, heavy on Brendan Fraser. All right, let me rephrase. So it stars Brendan Fraser, Alan Tudyk, and other people I don't really know off the top of my head. But it's really heavy on Brendan Fraser, episode one. So, I mean, apparently these people are immortal because everybody's there from like the 50s on. So, and nobody's aged.
Well, he was from the 80s.
But like I'm saying, everybody.
But the rest of them, yeah.
Like someone from 50, someone from 40.
Because Tudyk's character is an ex-Nazi on the run.
Exactly. Well, he wasn't a Nazi, and that was
Holloway.
It was he just paid a Nazi.
Yeah, he wanted to join the evil corporation. Well, there's a whole backstory.
There's a whole backstory. Most likely it's going to get into it. But Google it. Which is funny because Alan Tudyk's character is...
Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Nobody. You know what that... so you have to understand the special effects, the visual effects, they are on par with streaming services. You're not going to see...
Smaller budget.
It looks better than the Aladdin, but...
There's no blue Will Smith.
There's no blue Will Smith in there.
Or blue Alan Tudyk's.
But yeah, I mean, Alan Tudyk, you only see for a couple minutes in the first episode, which is fine because you kind of want to get a backstory of the people.
But you hear him the whole episode.
The whole episode, a lot of fourth wall breaking.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk is the narrator.
Alan Tudyk is the narrator, which, you know, I mean, Alan Tudyk is a wonderful actor, and it's kind of a shame that they kind of only give you a couple minutes of the actual, of him being him, and the rest of the time is him being Mr. Nobody. And you know what that special effects reminds me of? Reminds me of original Tron.
I was going to say Lawnmower Man.
Okay, yeah.
Lawnmower, same era.
Yeah, same era. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool. The last special effect. Like I said, you have to understand this, that this is DC Universe's, I know they've done Titans.
Which is another good one.
So they're going to do Doom Patrol. And I guess a lot of people are having issues that, I guess in episode two, there might be Cyborg coming on. But that's just speculation. But we're going to go just with episode one. We get introduced to Robot Man, Mr. Nobody, and this is kind of their origin stories.
Yeah, all the characters.
All the characters on there, besides Crazy Jane.
Because nobody really knows these Doom Patrol characters because they're not mainstream.
Exactly. And you know, that's how Guardians of the Galaxy was. They're not mainstream. You have to, and everybody got their shot on their origin, you know, with Rocket Raccoon and Groot and, you know, Star-Lord and stuff like that. So this is going to be pretty much my whole series. I hope, I think it's going to have some legs, but you were saying Robot Man looks like some half bad cosplay.
Yeah, it looked like a really bad attempt at a cosplay. You liked it.
I liked it because I think I could do that cosplay. that was the only thing. It's like, hey, I could actually look like that.
I have some Warbler. I can make this.
Exactly. And talk about Warbler, you can pick that up at Zia Comics.
Yes, please come and pick it up.
Yeah. So, and then you have Crazy Jane, Robot Man.
Negative Man.
I'm sorry.
Larry Trainer.
Yeah, Negative Man, Larry Trainer. You said, all right. So spoilery, not really, because it's kind of was in the trailer actually. Negative Man is gay.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
so, Larry Trainer.
And you don't know if he was actually gay in the comics, which
I can't remember.
But you know, but either way, you know, it's a cool thing. But you know, he was actually an Air Force pilot in the 50s or 60s,
yeah,
or something.
Big time test pilot.
So, you know, manly man, but, you know, he also likes manly man. So yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. This is a very swear heavy show.
Especially from Robot Man.
Especially from Robot Man.
He doesn't hold back.
No, he sure doesn't. He doesn't hold back at all. And
what the?
Right?
You'll see a lot of F-bombs.
You'll hear a lot of F-bombs. Some nudity.
Yeah.
We're like in the first 5 minutes of Brendan Fraser.
Cliff Steele's character, yeah.
Well, which is a little weird because, you know, I was sitting there like, all right, cool. I don't know, but if you read the comics, I don't know if there was that much language and nudity and stuff like that.
Language a little bit, nudity not so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, the characters they're pretty true. A Last of Woman. Because I don't want to say Elastic Girl, because that's...
Isn't that, yeah.
Incredibles.
Yeah.
But yeah, her character was a little different. In the older Doom Patrol, she was able to shrink and make herself smaller in objects she touched. And they're going with the more recent adaptation of her, where she kind of can form a blob of just
when I saw the first episode, and it was... she was literally going down the main street. I remember back from The Blob.
That's exactly what it looks like.
That's exactly what it looks like. I was sitting there like, oh, okay, this is The Blob. This is pretty cool. But, you know, younger kids, you know, this is the 1970s, 80s of The Blob.
They might not remember.
They don't even probably know what it is. So, yeah, I like how they're kind of refreshing that. It's an interesting thing. I'll probably keep on watching it as long as somebody else pays for it.
I'm waiting to see, because Crazy Jane has 64 different personalities, and each one has its own superpower.
Yeah.
We've only seen 2-3 if that, personalities. Yeah. Yeah.
And only, I think, one superpower?
One was just kind of teased, yeah. With
yeah, when she
the
gets
flame.
All big, and yeah, yeah. He's all like, we don't need that.
No,
yeah. So, it's a good thing. The only one thing I did get a little disappointed is that Brendan Fraser doesn't actually, he's not actually in the suit. He is. He just narrates it.
That's not him in the suit.
Nope.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He actually honestly does a good job with the voice acting. Yeah. With the displaying emotions, because the robot face does not move.
I think that's one thing that bothers me too. Because if his mouth doesn't move, why do you need a jaw?
So he looks more human to the others, I guess. Yeah. The eyes blink.
Yeah,
and that's really about all the
emotion,
that you get out of the face.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't really get much emotion out of it. Now, it would be different if he could, maybe that they'll upgrade him in the future.
He does go through several upgrades in the comics. He can actually move really fast and super strong.
Yeah.
That stuff.
But he just can't.
He's just very depressed all the time, but I mean,
yeah,
wouldn't you be? You can't feel anything. You can't feel pain.
Yeah,
you're just a brain in a bucket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty much all Robot Man is right now for the first one. I mean, he's super strong because he did tear up that asshole. But other than that, like I said, I think it's a good.
It left me wanting more.
It left me wanting more. It left me interested in more. You know, I have to give it a couple episodes, because if it's like 4 episodes and it's still kind of a little drawn out like the first one was, I might give it up. But, you know, if it follows Titans, and you said you like Titans so far.
Yeah. I give it a pass because it's got to introduce you to all those characters.
Yeah.
And there was, 1, 2, 3, 4, plus Chief,
yeah,
plus Mr. Nobody. So, I mean, you got like 6 characters they had
to give
you.
And 45 minutes. Yeah, that's a lot of characters in 45 minutes. Everybody gets like 8 to 10 minutes.
I give him a pass for the first one. I still liked it. I'm waiting to see now get some action, and I think that's going to happen because at the end of the first one,
yep,
bad things are happening.
And the preview for the next one, it kind of gets a little crazier.
Yeah.
So.
And there is a fart joke. So you give it a point for the fart joke.
The donkey fart that's. Illuminates itself in very green in the sky.
Yes,
that kind of threw me off. I was in there like, huh? But you know, I mean, DC's got so many characters that they need to
a lot of unsung characters. You know, everybody knows the mainstream.
Yeah,
guys.
Everybody knows Batman. Everybody knows Superman.
Yeah, did you know Robot Man before this?
No, I had. No
I would have
idea.
Thought that was made up, but I've read Doom Patrol.
I thought when you would have said Alaska Girl or Alaska Woman, I thought, oh, The Incredibles
or Mr. Nobody.
Yeah. So I think, but the funny thing is when Alan Tudyk actually narrates it, he actually says, these people are nobodies.
Yeah.
They are cut and ray, you know, superheroes, if that. And you probably will not like this, which is, I like that fourth wall breaking that he actually talks to you.
Yeah.
So I wish Alan Tudyk would be a little bit more Alan Tudyk, as in, like, I like to see him as an actor instead of just completely separated, because you...
You want more Pirate Steve?
I want more Pirate Steve. Yar! Oh, man, if he puts a yar in there.
A couple of hey-hays in there from Moana.
Oh, my God. If he can start clucking like a chicken. I think I would actually personally get the DC Universe.
I'm thinking Mr. Nobody is going to be more in the vein of L337 from Star Wars.
Yeah.
With the self-deprecating.
So is Mr. Nobody, is he a villain?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So he is a villain. Okay,
he's got
imagine.
A history with Chief, which is why he's kind of after him.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of all over the place, which is nice, because you want to get these people why you want to care about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, because if you just put them out there and says, okay, that's it, now they fight somebody you don't know.
Mr. Robot's wasn't a good guy as a human.
Robot Man.
Robot Man. Yeah.
Mr. Robot.
No, that's a different movie.
That's Remy Malek.
That was Freddie Mercury.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Which is a definitely good show. So yeah, what do you guys think? Comment down below. At least let us know if you've seen it. If not, check it out, free trial. Put it on your alert for your phone because they will straight up charge your credit card if you don't.
The good thing is you can also read the old comics because the DC Universe app has all the old comics in there too. So you can go back and read the history of Doom Patrol up to this point.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
It's a really good app. That's why I think they hooked me. I'm probably going to keep it.
Yep.
Which means you'll get to keep it.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah. I think that's about it.
Without spoilers.
For episode one, without spoilers, we kind of
skirted around a lot of
skirted
it.
Skirted around because, you know, a lot of it is...
It's the backstory episode. You're going to be acquainted with all the characters. Yep. It was enough to make me stay interested.
I'm waiting for a couple pieces of my cosplay ready. It's already on order.
The big epaulets.
The big. Oh my God! Yes, the 1980s gigantic shoulders.
And the Motorhead shirt.
Yeah, but yeah, check out the behind the scenes thing. That is not Brandon Fraser. Because first of all, that guy's way too skinny to be Brandon Fraser. we mess with him, but you know, he's
just a great actor.
He's a great actor.
I love most of his movies.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just. It's funny when you first initially see it, you're like, "That's Brandon Fraser."
Wow! No wonder he didn't make another Mummy movie.
Mummy, the search for more
Buffet. For Twinkies.
He's going to Luxor just for the buffets. Oh, we're so sorry, Brandon Fraser. If you're watching this,
we love you. Don't sue us.
Exactly. This is our personal opinion. Allegedly, you're fat. All right. Well. I think that's about it.
I believe you're right.
So it'd be interesting if we could do episode 2. It's going to come in a couple days out. So
if this gets enough views, we'll review. Yeah, each one.
Might as well.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, comment down below. See what you guys think about episode 1. Go and watch it. It's not bad. It's not terribly good, but it's not bad. It's the first episode. See what you guys think. Do you think? You agree with us? And hit that subscribe button. Subscribe is really cool.
That bell icon.
I love that bell icon.
So you're notified when we put up new videos.
Exactly. And and for our auditory people.
You can't see me, but I'm pointing to my ear.
Exactly. He's actually, his thumb's halfway in his ear right now.
Better than
oh my God, nose. Put down that. It was like the office one. It's like, why are you wearing a baby's bonnet? There's a tattoo on an animal on your stomach. No, we're just kidding. All right, people. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Really? That's awesome.
Well, both Talk Nerdy to Me.
Wow, that's awesome. And we are Talk Nerdy to Me. We'll see you guys next time.
Later, nerds.
Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.